Christy, I'm sorry, I didn't get to your meeting minutes.
They're around here somewhere. Put it up a little closer. It's on. Don't be touching anything. Put it in your pocket.
She's going to start smacking her hand.
I am. Before we go into anything, are you approving the minutes? Did you look at them all?
No, I have not had a
chance. So here's going to say this.
I did.
Well, Heather called the OPA, and apparently we're not supposed to do minutes in depth, as I was told to do them, so they're just meat and potatoes is what I've been told. So you guys are going to have to get this pretty much yourself.
So
I'm done.
Why does she do that stuff?
I don't know. Don't
why
does
she call these people and not tell me?
Because she doesn't like your answer.
I'm staying in my own lane. I'm doing what I'm told to do. But anyway, these are the meat and potatoes of the meetings. And I did do research myself. That is true. So they are meat. It's literally like if you want to know any more information, you have to go. But it is supposed to be just bullet points. I did find that out myself. But from now on, I'm staying in my own lane, guys. Just want to do my job. Thank you. Bye.
You're good. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Christy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if Noel's coming.
Okay, it's 6 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. Begin with the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We don't have any special guests or anything.
No, you probably need to put the higher.
Correspondence?
Richard.
Oh.
Richard.
Heather can't make it.
Put this higher.
Heather can't be here tonight. So she had a family emergency. So.
Higher.
Want to eat it?
Or you're going to have to yell.
He can't.
I don't need that. Do you have any correspondence?
Wait, no.
I don't have anything either.
That's higher.
Approval of the previous minutes.
What's up to you guys?
I read them. I didn't have a problem with them. I don't know if Heather did or not. Meanwhile, I'll make a motion to pay all bills.
Thank you. A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And while you're looking at that, fire levy. Want to do the fire levy? Mute a minute. Fire?
Fire levy, yes. So you can play the report?
Yeah, that's one. We're waiting on him.
So we've had 35 calls since last meeting. I can't give you a breakdown. We have a disconnect between our reporting systems. So we've got to figure out what's going on. I'd like to welcome Ozzie Vaughn. Ozzie's first day is actually today. He'll be replacing Ray Pavlon's full-time spot. Assistant Chief Wilhelm will be stepping down and returning to the rank of firefighter as of October 10th. He'll continue to serve our community, and we want to thank him for his years of leadership in our fire department. Craig will continue to help shape our department for the future. And then just the old business of our levy. We ask you to support the community. Come November, we have our first meeting. It'll be after the next trustees meeting on September 16th and then October 21st. Not fire department related, but the township needs patches and batteries for DAEDs. We need 5 sets of patches and 1 battery. Total cost is $1,267. And so I just need to get approval for that.
Okay, I'll make a motion we approve that request. Jason?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the fire meetings, I have a request from Heather to move the September 16th meeting to the 23rd because she will not be here.
I won't be able to do that. I mean, we already put dates out. I mean, Heather doesn't need to be here. It's just for people to come get information.
I know, we just had some other things, but if you've got that set, then we'll just leave it at the 16th then. I don't have anything for cemeteries. Do you know of anything?
Mm-hmm. I did start
comparing.
Mm-hmm. It's going to take a long time.
What's that?
It's going to take a long time.
I know. But does it look decent?
The problem is boroughs, so we have two different, we came out of one cemetery system that's kind of like older school, and they transferred to a new one. Well, the problem is the old one has a lot of the old information from like 1800 and stuff, so we have to like make sure that the information went and not all of it.
Yeah, some of it just it wouldn't transfer over, so.
They got to kind of manually.
Each one, each grave and check them. Jen didn't give me any report or anything, so I don't have anything more. Did you guys do anything in the cemetery this last
No, I just finished up some footers.
What's that?
Finished up some footers.
Okay, since Heather's not here, we don't have a parks report unless somebody else has something.
Just they have been repairing the path.
What's that?
They've been making the repairs on the path.
Oh.
Sealing it up or something.
We don't have a zoning report either.
She's not here. I don't know where she's at.
Well, I guess it's your turn.
We put out for applications. We got a couple back. We're going to look them over and figure out who we want to call back. We'll keep that application open in case someone comes online and sees that we're hiring. That way we're ready. Jake Finney, who we hired back in February, his probationary period will be up on the 9th. He has done a great job. Rick has done a fantastic job doing reviews every so often to make sure he hits certain metrics and is continuing to improve and do a great job. So that way he knows what he needs to improve on, what he's done good, you know, basically keeping track of it.
Right.
And we meet, go over it. He's done a great job. So per the offer letter we, you know, gave him, basically his probationary period will be up on the 9th. And then at that time, there's no reason why he won't be promoted to full-time. So.
Okay.
He's been fantastic.
I think we probably need him as that. And his rate goes up?
Yes.
Pay rate.
And he gets insurance, right?
He gets insurance. He gets all the benefits of a full-timer. So the insurance is offered to him. And his hourly rate...
18?
No, it goes to 20. He's at 18 now. He goes to 20.
Okay.
And then once he, he's going to work on getting his temp license for his CDL license. And then once we feel confident and he feels confident that he's ready to go take his classes, then we'll sign him off for that.
Okay.
So I'd like to make a motion to... approve Jake
full-time.
To be hired full-time at the road department per his offer letter at $20 an hour on September the 9th. To full-time status.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah, a couple other things.
In a positive note, the seal coating for all the roads that we had patched, they still have, Shelley still has to come back and do some more full depth repairs on Lester. I marked them out. They know about it. Currently, they're doing Route 20 at the end of Route 2. So as soon as they're done with that, they're going to come back.
Right.
As soon as they're going to come back, they're going to come back and do that punch list. I held back their money on Lester to make sure they do come back and finish it. So as soon as that gets done, then we can seal coat. Specialized construction, which is... has the county contract, who's going to do our seal coating as well. They do an excellent job. They did Payne Road. What other roads did they do? They did a couple roads in the county. Trying to think in Leroy specifically.
Did Trask.
Trask. They're going to come back once Shelley finishes Lester and I approve it. Then they're going to do Taylor Hill, Monty Drive, and Lester. And their quote, because it was under the $75,000 threshold, doesn't have to go through the county. It could go directly through us. And their quote actually came in about $8,000 less than what we estimated, which is great. So instead of going through the county program, which just is a lot of extra time and it's a pain in the butt, I brought it for you to look at.
Yeah, and we talked about this earlier.
Yeah, if we can get it approved, then we would. The only difference is instead of the check going through the county, we just write the check to them, basically.
You want to make a motion to accept this?
Yes. Okay. So I'd like to make a motion to accept the quote from Specialized Construction for seal coating Taylor, Monty, and Lester for a total of $67,552.50.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. You have squad. Chevy and good deals.
Right, so we put some other equipment. The other meeting to put up for sale, but we continue to have too many issues with the Chevy pickup truck and the squad, so we're going to put up for sale on GovDeals, both of them. The pickup, we're going to ask five for. The squad, we're going to ask five for as well.
5,000 or 500?
5,000.
Okay.
All right. And we're putting on GovDeals just like the rest of the equipment.
Okay, then I guess we better get to this.
Nope. Do I pass a resolution to do that?
What's that?
Do we pass a resolution? We got to pass a resolution mm-hmm. to put them up on GovDeals.
For what?
So I'm going to make a resolution to put the squad and the pickup, Chevy pickup.
I don't know if we need a resolution on that, do we?
Yeah,
I think we have been doing that.
I think we did it in the past, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Got a resolution number?
That would be... I'm going to say it's 25, but
The guys have gotten, while she's looking for that, the guys have gotten a lot more of the road mowing done. They need to finish a little bit more on various roads. And then in the meantime, Ben was able to come in, give us a hand this week. So they've been catching up on the ditching requests that we need to get done.
How are you doing on culverts?
We got them all done except for one. He just got a quote a couple weeks ago.
It's resolution 2525.
So I'd like to make a resolution for 2025, or make the resolution for 2025.
2525.
Thank you. To put the rescue squad on GovDeals for $5,000 and the pickup truck, Chevy pickup truck, on GovDeals also for $5,000.
I second that.
Poll the vote, Jason Rogers.
Aye.
Rich Manville.
Aye. Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Old business. We had, I don't know if this is it got on the new business, but the electric sign. I made up a little chart here, but I don't know if you had a chance to look at these.
Yeah.
There's three different
ones. Comparing, but now I find that it's not correct because Brilliant came up with a new one. And right now, Heather said she would like to go with Brilliant, but We don't have to make a decision now, but we've got to do it by the next meeting. If you want to look at a little more, Brilliant had 9mm, but they're talking they can do 15, which seems to be too big to me. The sign matrix is about the same as everybody else's. The lines, if you go the 9mm, they have 12 lines. The voltage, they didn't specify, but Heather talked to them and they'll do whatever it needs. Update is buy sell. 1 year warranty, I didn't care too much for the 1 year warranty. The other ones have 5. They will do the removal. I didn't know at the time.
Yeah, that was one of my key things last time. There was no removal on there. Ruff was the only one that had it.
Yeah, but Brilliant will do the, that includes the removal.
This price?
Yeah. And that's for the 9mm. The 8.8, to me, Stewart was looked a little better overall, but they don't have anyone in the area to service it or a representative or anything. So Brilliant has somebody local. So there's considerable price difference.
Yeah, you think the pixel for 10 millimeter is too much?
10 millimeters too big. Well, they want, you have a choice with Brilliant, it'll go 15.
That's too much.
And that's $3,000 more for the 9 millimeter. So I can't see going with the 10. I mean, the 15. It just
doesn't make sense.
Too big.
Well, I like this.
Yeah, I do too.
And the reason is because you get a lot of junk.
Well, Stewart has 5 year plus 10 years parts guarantee. So, I don't know. Heather liked Brilliant because she's talked to them, they're local, and they can handle it. I like Stewart because they have 8.8 millimeter, 13 lines, update by cell, 5 year warranty, and I don't know about the removal of the old sign, but I would think that our guys can do that.
No, we got enough work today.
Well,
so that's where,
but that's $25,000 for this.
Right, but if you add that, if you add the same removal cost, it gets closer to everybody else. That's why I don't think that cost includes removal.
No, I don't think so. So I don't know. If you're ready to make a.
Nope, I got to find. We got to see where the money's come from too.
Okay.
$6,000 something.
Comes. Something like that. Yeah, it's got to be cleaned by the end of September.
Well, yeah, we have to do it by the end. So we have to do it by the end.
Yeah, but $6,000 out of that number is not very much.
What's that?
$6,000 out of that number is not very much, even the lowest number.
Yeah, I know.
So I would like to see if this price includes removal.
We could check.
And then I really don't see why it needs that. I mean, I guess.
Well, that's just the way theirs is, I guess. But because it's $240 out there now.
Okay, that was my next question. Is it $240 out there?
Yeah. So, yeah, I liked Stewart, but Heather didn't too much. So we can ask more questions, but we have to make the decision next meeting. Okay. Anything from the audience?
You ready?
Yeah.
I got the name. Herb Simpson, Sealed Road. I'd like to thank, where's he at, Rick? And Ben today finally came down and took the ditch and cleaned it up. And we found probably a 16 to 18 inch culvert that was totally plugged. That's not only 40% plugged, but at least water can
cross culvert. Across culvert?
No, driveway. Oh. Driveway.
Down from your drive?
The old drive. The east drive.
For the gas well?
Excuse me?
For the gas well?
No. No. I've got a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, a couple months ago, there was a meeting you didn't come to. And we were kind of surprised mm-hmm. when you didn't show up.
I was on vacation with my family in South Carolina.
Okay.
And the other trustees knew.
And the other question mm-hmm. was, you said you stopped in Washington to speak with some people.
Yep.
Was that compensated for?
Nope.
That was all in your...
It was actually for my business and while I was there, because it's hard to get,
okay.
you know, time with leaders, then...
I won't worry about that question then. Last meeting, there seemed to be a conflict of solution for down the street on the sidewalk and the walkway, did that get resolved?
I don't know.
Oh, the ramp?
The ramp itself,
yeah.
It's not really. I mean, it's 80, it's not ADA compliant. It's handicap accessible, but it's not true ADA compliant. The last we left it was we would not put the handrail back up or try to unless there was an issue about it. But most people won't have any trouble. The sidewalk part.
We got it mapped out. We just got to call it the day when we're going to do it.
So as soon as the sidewalk's in, we'll probably have meetings down there again.
Right by the end of the month, we'll work on it. I'm gone till the 14th, so I'll get with Rick. We'll set a date.
Third question. Over the last 2 years, we bought a lot of equipment for the township.
Wait, time out. Are you going to, I'm sorry, you going to put the handrail up too? Because the handrail's got to go up in order to meet ADA. So you
make ADA, but it's still handicap accessible. It passed that. It's not ADA compliant, but it's handicap accessible. So we can try to do it. I don't know if we can put that one up. We might have to make another one or do something else.
So to rewind and look in the past, the whole reason the ramp was put on the town hall
right.
was because the township got sued.
Right. I'm saying it's handicap accessible. It's not ADA, but we'll try. I don't know if we can.
Per the design and per the contract that we gave to the guy, he was supposed to reinstall the handrail. That's
right.
Why we kept it.
That's true.
Okay.
And it wasn't supposed to have that. The ramp angle was supposed to be 8 degrees, and it's not. So, but like I said, it may not make it ADA even with that handrail because of the slope, but it's handicap accessible.
Well, I'd rather be here than down there anyway because the seats are helping
too.
Third question is, the last couple of years we've bought a lot of equipment for the township. Is there a summary of that anywhere?
Yeah, so it was the roadside mower.
I mean a breakdown of costs because there's
I could get somewhere. It's the roadside mower. Roughly, we paid another village in Ashtabula $70,000 because we got pricing on just the tractor was $90,000, and then the mower and the side mower was additional $25,000, and then the salesman let us know about a piece of equipment that was at Bortnick's that they didn't end up signing the contract. It was brand new with the plastic on the cushions for $70,000, so we bought it. And
just
then,
looking for, is there
a
summary somewhere?
Yeah, a list.
A list that itemizes.
And then that, the other thing was the Mac Tandem we just bought, which was mostly from ARPA funds, except for $2,000. So yeah, we'll get a list.
We bought a flatbed to haul it on. We're looking at buying another.
Well, that was, yeah, that was from Charlie. The trailer and the skid steer, yeah, we'd have to look it up. Yeah. I don't know what that costs over here at the time.
Okay, I just was looking for
trailer.
Something.
You mean the trailer and the track hole or excavator?
Oh, yeah, we got that for the insurance.
That settlement. Was from an insurance settlement.
Which they paid all of it plus a couple thousand.
But if we got $100,000 for insurance and it costs us $150,000, that's still another $50,000 expenditure.
No, it was the opposite. We actually got like $176,000 and it cost us $173,000, something like that.
Summary would be fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Thank you.
Anything else?
So, Jamie Coulter, 7440 Leroy Thompson Road. Just wondering, I haven't been to a meeting in a while. Is there, are we on checkbook.gov that we can see the financials? I know there's a fire levy coming out. I'd like to see a breakdown of expenditures and income coming in from property taxes and other sources. Same thing with the road department and overall operations of the township. Where can we go to get that information?
Get it from the fiscal officer.
The fiscal officer would give it to you.
Okay, we're not online with any of that yet?
No, not that I know.
Okay, thank you.
It's a choice whether they want to or not. Call, I would send an email requesting the information.
Anything else? No. Did I move to, well, we have to do these.
I put one minor thing. On here, I just put, on this one, I just, you know, delineators and shake break signs on Rubin Road, that's it.
So, let's see that, to make a...
But the rest are good.
Okay, make a motion that we accept the July 29th minutes. Make some, is that good, Pat?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
That one look okay?
Yep.
And I'll make a motion we accept the July 8th, 2025 minutes.
Give I second. I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then make a motion that we accept the August 12th minutes with the amendment that I don't know if you could follow.
It just says on Vrooman Road, does it?
It's just, you know where it is, okay. On Vrooman Road.
Did you write it?
Okay. I'll make that motion.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next meeting is September 16th. So I will make a motion to adjourn.
No.
We're going to go into executive session.
Oh, that's right. We're going into executive session. He wants executive session.
There'll be no business after.
No, there'll be no business. So
you
after
have to
that,
stay
so I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
For
dispatch.
No. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. I will not hold any other business. But I'd like to talk to you.
Rick.
Ron?
Yeah.
How is that a matter of executive session?
Contracts. It's potential litigation. Discussing contracts. Okay, look, I have ruled it is part of executive session. So, okay, are you a lawyer?
No, but I have 30 years.
Okay, if you're not an attorney, then first of all, even if you are, it's not your decision to make, it's my decision to make.
And I'm asking you to tell me where the revised code says a contract is a matter
okay,
of executive
well, I'm not going to discuss this with you. I have made my ruling, and so we're going to go into executive session.
It's not a matter of executive session.
Okay, well, I disagree with you.
So that's... Right?
I mean, we have self-evaluation for if you
were just so I made some more calls on him today. And once again, I'll send me a trust, and they're like, it's great work. All those answers, I have 12 certificates. The thing is, they go, he is very quiet. And in a bigger group of guys, he feels he's not going to belong with the bigger group that's quiet. When in fact, the group has nothing wrong with
it. Yeah, right.
And I'm like, okay. And he's like, he goes, I would tell you to hire an architect. I can't offer the money to be made those this spot. But literally, that's right over there. Took him a call, set a time next week sometime. We can make out to you, man.
Whenever you're available, you want to do it. Because I know you work.
I'd really do it.
No, he works. He works, so I don't want to.
Yeah.
Can we do it? Can we do an afternoon or later?
I don't remember, yes.
You want to do 4?
Stay 4 o'clock.
Yeah, spend out what time he gets off.
Yeah.
If you can make it at 4, it's a couple minutes late. I'm not.
What do I do with that?
Oh, shit. I can't get there at 4:05. That's fine.
No.
Tell me, doesn't have to worry about a suit and tie. Like,
no. He's not like that. I don't get that vibe from him at all.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, but see, you know, see if 4 o'clock works for him.
No, you said what to do, at what time, at what time, and then you change the time.
You want to just talk about me and you, or do you want to include anybody else?
No, nah, just us. September 11th, which is next week, Thursday.
All right, I'll 4 o'clock. I'll see what
you
can do.
Give him a call, see if you can make it. Check your schedule, make sure you're good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll make it work, whatever.
Tell them to bring whatever paperwork, you know, certificates or whatever you want. So they do.
Yeah.
And okay. We'll sit down and talk.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
If you got a problem with the Mack clutch, you just got to go back to Countryside. Anyways, for the...
Well, it's the airship solenoid that's on top of the transmission. So me and Rudy are looking into it. While I was finishing the job up, I called him, and it's something we can maybe troubleshoot on our own. If it's not, or if it's over, I'll send it back. It's got to go back there anyway.
Yeah, it's got to go back there because it's got to get the AC fixed, got to tighten the U-bolts.
Yep.
And see if now that it's broke and that truck's a pain in the ass to shift, ask them if we could change out the linkage so it's easier to shift.
Yeah.
Supposedly, according to Andrea, you can. I don't know
how you can, because I disconnected that cable, and with the cable disconnected, it's like free. It's like, it moves like butter. So it's something with that bell crank inside the bell housing. It's something beyond. So
just ask Countryside, see what they say.
All right.
But I would call tomorrow because they're probably backed up.
Everybody's backed up.
Yeah. There's but we got to get in there at least for the U-bolts, make sure they're all cranked down.
I can't believe you just did that.
And then make sure it gets the state inspection too.
Yes!
Okay.
So they can fix AC, break the U-bolts, fix the clutch. That way you guys don't have to worry about it. Keep going ditching. And
yeah.
Stuff.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Alright, thanks.
Good job. Thank you.
I recognize you with that hat.
Good.
Oh.
Doesn't want anybody know who he is at these meetings?
Don't say anything you take. I'll call him. Don't.
Okay. Alright. See you guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
Keep me around on Thursday, Rick.
So I also
tell
him.
Okay,
I'm
sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.